having fun for such a shitty episode. This is fun.
Oh my God.
This is great.
Welcome to the Sibling Sit Down, where brother and sister talk about the beloved New Jersey mafia hit TV show, The Sopranos. I'm Sarah Stefanelli.
And I'm Joseph Stefanelli. We're going to be taking you through The Sopranos one episode at a time, one podcast episode at a time.
We will be discussing season 4, episode 3, Christopher.
Ugh.
My brother's favorite episode. I don't think it was that bad.
Listen, the worst episode of The Sopranos is still better than 80% of the television out there.
But totally.
This is, it just, we're trying to do something. Is it satire? Is it real? I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't further the plot.
It does. I mean, I guess it does. There's, the subplot does, but the main plot does absolutely nothing.
What's the subplot? Bobby?
Well, the Janice Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby's wife.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And the Ralphie. And Ralphie. I mean,
Junior's trial.
Which is like a blip. Like, that should be the.
Oh, okay. A really funny blip when he's complaining about the bill to him while that is amazing. He's right, though. He's like, it's $40 every time you pick up the phone. It's funny.
Like this episode, I think, a little more than Italy, I think.
Which is crazy that you feel this strongly about this, but you still like Italy less.
But the internet hates this episode the most. This is the lowest rated episode on IMDb.
Okay, don't you think it's a little meta that Michael Imperioli wrote this episode? Like, Christopher's a bad writer?
Yes, so and the whole episode is meta. It's called Christopher, and it has nothing to do with our Christopher.
That's not meta. That's just fun.
Sure it is, because the Christopher in the show is a writer. They named it after him, and then the writer, the actor, wrote it. Yes, it is.
They didn't name it after him. That's the joke.
He named it after him. You don't
think
it's a
head
fake?
No, he named it after Christopher Columbus.
No, I want a Christopher Moltisanti episode now.
Okay, listen, but Michael Imperioli, I was kidding. You just breezed right by that. I don't think Michael Imperioli is a poor writer. It's just bad, one bad writing.
I think it was a bad idea. I bet he was pissed he was handed the episode. He was like, this is what you gave me? You
gotcha.
Gave me the political. It's not even political.
It's not.
Is it?
There's, we'll get into it, but it is. It's like, it's strange.
All right. Here's your summary.
Where's your summary?
In this incredibly fascinating episode, which is not about Christopher Moltisanti, Silvio tries to stop a Native American protest at the Columbus Day Parade, but things go wrong. At a ladies' luncheon, Father Phil shames the mob wives, but Gabriella has to remind him who his friends are. During a dinner with Carmine and the New York family, Tony is confronted about profits he made from selling Junior's warehouse and discovers there is a leak in the family. Meanwhile, Johnny is hostile over a joke about his wife, Ginny. Bobby's wife dies in a tragic car accident, and Janice breaks up with Ralphie, pushing him down the stairs. This episode aired on September 29th, 2002, and was written by Christopher himself, Michael Imperioli.
Beautiful summary.
I mean, yeah, for an episode, yes, I have to say that it was a pretty good summary.
So even if you don't like this episode, we just said it's still better than 80% of television.
True.
Do you have a favorite scene of this overall not great episode?
Yes, but I love the episode for what it foreshadows.
Okay.
I love the last scene in the car. I do. Despite the episode, I do think that the conversation between Silvio and Tony, I think it puts a nice little button on the previous episode where we were talking about their odd relationship.
Sure.
And I think this kind of is the closure of that. And I love the lighting. And I love the two guys in the back. because from now on, anytime Tony dreams about cars, we're going to be in that exact lighting, those exact positions. And this episode really creates this idea of like, well, when is he dreaming? When is he not?
Interesting.
And I love that. And it has not my favorite quote, but one of Christopher's best quotes was,
I don't know, if he was a metagon around nowadays, he'd be a member of some victims group. The fundamentalist Christians, the abused cowboys, the gays, whatever the fuck.
He was gay, Gary Cooper?
No! Are you listening to me?
Bravo, Michael Imperioli, for not making the show about you, but yet you gave yourself just that little moment of comedy. It's great.
Right, it was perfect delivery. He highlighted his own acting skills, even though he said, what, three lines the entire?
I mean, one of his lines is, no, meaning I'm not in this episode. Because Tony says, you went down there, he goes, no. Like, that's...
No,
like, even Tony, you want to talk meta, even Tony thinks, you must have been, it's called Christopher, you must have been there. No.
Nah.
No. Because what was Christopher doing if he wasn't there?
Christopher seems to not really feel passionate about Christopher Columbus the whole episode. He's kind of just like the guy that's like, yeah, I see both sides. Like, he doesn't really...
Right.
He's not passionate about it. I don't see him going down there and being pissed at people.
No. Did you really like the part two where I really liked when Adriana was dealing with her tension with the FBI? Did you like that part with the scene with the FBI?
Well, they ran into each other at the Columbus Day Parade. It was wild.
We have no mention of it other than her, I guess, staring because she's upset because some bitch called Furio's ponytail a dick. Like, so she's
no,
upset.
No, Carmella calls her Two-Face, and then Aide goes, oh, no, I'm Two-Face, and feels bad about it.
Oh, that's rough. Okay. I'm sorry. My favorite scene is the scene in the car. It's a great scene. It's in my top 75 scenes of the whole series.
That's, I hate you. Okay.
What's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene is the speaker. Like, Ro giving the chin movement, then the finger, back to the chin again. Like, have you ever met a character who gives less of a fuck than Rosalie April? Have you ever?
No,
she doesn't
good.
Even hide it. There's a priest right there. Like, she just, I love her. And then... Then them all like not clapping when the woman says the, don't you just fake it and clap? Like, we can all agree that crime's bad. Like, just fake that. Just clap, ladies. You don't have to be like, excuse me, this is a sore subject. Like, guys, clap. Like, it was awkward. It was just awkward. And then Father Phil, right after the speaker's over, is challenging her in front of the room with a question. Like, that was a weird thing, but it was kind of a reminder for the audience that this isn't real. Like, the crime part of all of this is not real.
Oh, yeah. I get that. Yeah.
I just thought that was all funny. And then...
And just, Longo is, you don't call me late for dinner, which I thought was... That was...
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, very funny. And then Gabby goes in there kind of on behalf of Carmella, like, you know, right after this scene. And why is it just about Carmella and not all of them? Like, she goes in there and doesn't really admit.
Well, okay.
She says Carmella takes the brunt of it all. But it's weird.
Carmella, this is an interesting episode. So now I'm going to kind of contradict myself. Because this is interesting as far as a Carmella episode. For an episode that's not about Carmella, Carmella takes a very interesting position in this episode. She's very much the queen. Like, you know how in the previous episode Christopher referred to her as the first lady?
Yeah.
She really is in this episode, particularly when they leave the church and Rosalie opens the door for her and closes the door for her. And she sits there like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that is. Like, that's a very good call out. Very good call out.
And Carmella, you know, she does the Tony line. What are you going to do?
She does.
And then Carmella keeps, you know, and then Gabriella keeps talking. And she goes, what are you going to do? She says it twice, like going like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? Like, she's fucking boss in this episode. And that's why I think she goes by herself, because she's the consigliere. She's still
I didn't mean that. Why does she go in by herself? But I see what you're saying. That is a great parallel. Like, she goes to solve the problem, just very much like Syl is going to solve Tony's problems. But it's the more of her wording. Like, she's like, you did that to Carmella and not like all of us. But I guess she does say Carmella takes the brunt of it. So it suggests that they all are a part of it, but she kind of doesn't admit they're all a part of it.
Well, and Carmella is the one who is supposedly his friend.
And Rosalie.
Remember when Rosalie made him the food and then Carmella threw away that penne vodka that I think is one of the worst tragedies of the show.
I think about it sometimes.
No, when I think of montages of deaths on this show, you know, I think of Pussy, Richie, and then that other one that's going to happen, and that other one that's going to happen, that other one that really happens. And then I think of the penne al vodka, and I do.
Like, as the top hit?
It's higher ranked on that list than this episode is on any other list.
Favorite quotes?
I had a few.
I do too.
You go first.
I represent a group of concerned citizens who are very upset about this protest you're spearheading, no puns intended.
Who do you?
Come on. Like, it's so, like, okay. And the guy just stares at him. Anything.
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
All this happened when the casino bill got passed, right?
Better late than never.
Mohung, if you love Columbus.
Pun intended and funny. That's great. I think my favorite one has to be the woman screaming Mussolini was Hitler's bitch.
Mussolini was Hitler's bitch!
It's gonna tie into my theme, actually. But, like, what is she talking about? As if Italians are like, we love Mussolini. Right. Italian people, like, threw garbage at him. Like, no one liked him. Like, it's just such a strange comparison. Like, it just, it kind of made me chuckle because it's like, wow, like, everyone's so off. Like, including the Italians, including, like, we have many discussions about many different cultures this whole episode. And everyone's like a little bit right and a little bit wrong.
Well, in every episode, every discussion on the show kind of ends in the ending of a friendship or a fight or a good relationship that people are having. And for what? Like, there's nothing, but nothing gets said that's has any meaning.
Well,
which I guess is the satire, I guess.
That's the satire. We even have that moment where Ruben and Hesh have the argument and then Ralphie steps in as a voice of reason, which threw me off. And said, guys, you've been friends for years. You know, a lot of different conversations ended like that, very weirdly.
Well, we have that. We have the Montel Williams, who I credit to him. His little self-parody was a good little moment because he was making fun of himself a little bit.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, that's how Montel is, you know, on the show. And
okay, I have a dumb question then, based on what you just said. Because one of my questions was that a real conversation on TV?
Oh, no. That was definitely
made for The Sopranos.
Made for the show, yeah. But, you know, him changing his opinion with his alliance with the one guy for the other.
Okay, no, but no, I disagree. He didn't change his alliance. That it turned into a three-way fight. Like, the guy, I mean, listen, he compared something to slavery and it was wrong. And Montel was like, okay, well, now I just have to go after you because you're an idiot. Like, it turned into like a three people were fighting versus two sides of a discussion.
Okay, that's fine. But he had an alliance with one guy and then all of a sudden he doesn't. Just like Ruben and Hesh had an alliance and now they don't. And by the way, it starts off with Furio saying,
it's our holiday and they want to take it away.
Fuck them. But I never liked Columbus.
Hey, what?
In Napoli, a lot of people are not so happy for Columbus. Because he was from Genova.
What's the problem with Genova?
The north of Italy always have the money and the power. They punish the south since hundreds of years. Even today, they put up their nose at us like we're peasants.
You know, me Italian, we great. But then he was I never liked Columbus. And they all go against him. Like, we have it starts off with this fight. And you know, you really have Tony and Silvio, too, having kind of this constant disagreement throughout the whole show. But at least they, in the end, I think.
Episode, not show.
The episode. It felt like the length of the whole show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. What are your favorite quotes?
I hope people that like the episode, I hope those two people are, I hope they're still listening. I hope they're still listening. I really do.
I don't think it's that bad. I still enjoyed my hour.
Again, it's the 80-20, sure. I guess so. Oh, you want my quotes?
Yeah.
I love when Carmela says you look a little mush-a-mush.
You okay, Tony? You look a little mush-a-mush.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, context. It just means like you look a little oof. Mm.
Okay. Okay.
I just like it. I use it now because of this show.
Great.
Sometimes I'll say that to my son. You look a little mushy mush.
And what does he say? Does he go, what the fuck does that mean, Dad?
No, he knows what the fuck it is because I say it.
Because you say it?
This is not one of my favorite quotes, but we'd be remiss not to acknowledge that one of the most famous memes of the show is fill in the blank is a hero.
Victim of his time.
Who cares? It's what he did.
He discovered America is what he did. He was a brave Italian explorer. And in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero. End of story.
You know, in this house, so-and-so is a hero. End of story. You know, I mean, that's become a thing.
Sure.
But the ultimate quote is the joke. The Fugawi joke is...
Whenever I'm in one of these places, I remember that my grandmother was part Fugawi. Maybe I should do something about it.
Bullshit.
No, no, it's true. She was. They were a nomadic tribe, and they wander around, they get lost, and they go, where the fuck are we?
That's a brilliant joke.
It is a brilliant joke.
I've
That's hysterical.
I've used that joke. I've just told that joke, and just, I guess, a joke. It's a great joke.
You stole Tony's joke?
Yeah. He's dead. Gandolfini's dead.
Oh,
he's not going to come get it. Imperioli could, though. He could.
He wrote, oh my God, did Michael write that joke?
Well, he wrote the episode.
Oh
yeah.
My God, that's brilliant. I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
I love that. It does make you laugh out loud.
It is. It's a great joke.
Okay. We have two different themes for sure.
All right. So you want to do the right one or the wrong one? What do you want to do?
Why don't you go first? Because we'll end with the right one.
Perfect. It all leads back to money. Nothing else matters.
Okay.
It all in life, follow the money.
Okay.
I mean, even the beautiful making love between Janice and Ralphie is about money, you know. Feel it, pimp, you
ew,
know.
Ew,
let me work
ew,
that ass.
Ew. Do you think Joey Pants was mad at Michael for writing in that he had to get that in his butt?
No, I'm pretty sure it was simulated. Number two.
I would think, I got that. Thank you.
I hope. Well, you know, those method actors.
Right. He's like, do it.
Johnny Depp would have said, shove that thing up my head. And also, I think that was probably David Chase's idea.
Why? What makes you
say
that?
Well, he writes the episode. And he probably said, hey, listen, in 20 years, these two... on a podcast, are going to figure out that Richie was gay. So we got to like keep it going.
Right.
So could you shove this thing up your ass? And he was like, yeah, it's art. It's great. Okay. Let me just point out, he won an Emmy for this episode.
Did he?
Well, remember the supporting get two?
Okay.
And I can't say yet the other episode, sure. But spoiler alert, it's a much better episode.
Okay. Than
and
this
it's definitely
one.
Deserving that he won. But this was the other episode that he put in. I don't know why. But
maybe
I guess
because it was
maybe.
He's like, I went through a lot that episode because he's a method actor. He's like, I deserve an Emmy.
But anyway, back to the theme. So that's about money. Gabby reminds Phil about the money that Carmela gives. Furio hates the North because they are the rich ones and they point their nose down at us. Tony's upset that this
You're
leak
so
is...
You're so good at that.
I know. Tony's upset that the leak is costing him money.
Somebody's talking too much. It's costing me money.
Doug Smith trying to get Frankie Valli through comps. He wants more money. I'll give you comps. So they go to this casino for comps. Christopher even says one of his few lines is, "Yo, I'm out of comps. Oh, go get more. Fine." And then Silvio not going to the protests because he was playing cards. He was winning at blackjack. So, like,
maybe we ought to just whap this prick. Who the fuck are you kidding? All you thought about was blackjack.
What?
You think this day in the country was free, don't you? Well, I wasn't. Fucking Chief Smith wants Frankie Valli to come up there and play a week. That's what this whole fucking junket was about.
When it comes down to this, the whole episode is about money. What's the correct theme?
Are you being sarcastic or do you agree with me?
I haven't even read your notes.
Oh, fuck you.
I haven't. No, sometimes I do. I didn't have time.
I think it's Tony's monologue at the end. I think everyone has a tough background in America. We don't have anything because of who we are as people. We make our own way because of who we are. Now, I don't believe that because I think a product of who we are is really altered by where we are, who we're born into, what family, blah, blah, blah. But Tony's argument is about the generations ago. Like he yells at Syl and says, like, are you the owner of a top strip club in New Jersey because you're Italian or is it because you're smart? And I think that's the theme of the
episode.
Whatever
the fuck.
Whatever the fuck. Like that's just the climactic moment of the summary of it. But it's through all of the conversations where you hear like AJ being like, yeah, well, Christopher Columbus still did all that. And Carmela's like, and he's like, he had sleeves. And Carmela's like, well, so did Washington. It's a product of the time. And I'm not saying that that was okay, but of course, Christopher Columbus would be brought to trial for crimes against humanity today. Like, of course he would. But
right.
That's just
it's almost
a poor
stupid
argument.
To deny it. Right.
Right. So I think all of these the conversations went in circles, and then you have the guy totally Ruben sticking up for Hesh, and then him saying that Christopher Columbus was like Hitler, and then Hesh being like, that's anti-Semitic.
Right.
Like you're kind of like, wait a second, that's not what he's saying. And it just I think everyone kind of has their own perspective about how you grew up and who's the worst and who do we respect. And at the end of the day, it's like we're all a little right and we're all a little wrong. And try to be who you are today, even though I don't know if I believe that. But sure, I think that's the theme.
Well, speaking of being a little right and a little wrong, I think we're both a little right. I think we're both right.
But I'm not a little wrong. I think you're a little
no,
wrong.
No, what part wrong am I? I think I laid out a pretty clear thesis.
Sure, whatever.
Can we talk about that ending scene one more time?
Yeah.
I just want to ask. All right, if let's say you and your husband are an acting team. Okay.
And
you play husband and wife in a show.
Yeah.
And on that show, one of the characters has to say to Christian, your wife is a piece of ass. At least she was when you married her.
Oh my God.
Would you like be like, I don't want that in the show?
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that. That is his real wife.
That's Silvio Dante's wife.
Why did he have to say, at least she used to be? She still is. She's gorgeous. I love her.
I think it every time I go, that's his wife.
It's some guy's wife.
Hey, it's this guy's
it's
wife.
It's some guy's wife. That joke came back.
Oh, it's coming back.
Dude. Paulie, shut up. Shut up, Paulie.
He's pissed. He is pissed about those no-show jobs.
Oh, my God. All right, our symbolism. Can I go? Can I go through mine? I kind of mentioned this already, but it is meta that Christopher, as a character, is a bad writer. And then Michael Imperioli wrote this episode everybody hates. It's kind of sad. But I don't think Michael's a bad writer, to be clear. I just, this was, maybe you're right. He was kind of given a bad storyline.
Yeah.
At the scene you mentioned when Furio says he doesn't like Christopher Columbus, and it ends the scene with, we have to take action. And they all just sit there. Like, no one moves.
Yes.
Which is funny, right? But it's also what the Native American protesters plan to do. They plan to sit in the path of the parade and do nothing. They plan to just sit there.
Yes.
So just sitting there is taking action.
Yes.
I said this too. Carmelis is two-faced about Furio's friend. And then Aid clearly has that moment of like, oh God, I'm two-faced. But then we cut right to Ralphie, the scene. And he's saying...
What scene?
The scene.
The...
Stop!
But then she uses it on herself.
Stop!
That's the worst part.
Ew, I didn't really notice that. Can you not?
She is.
Stop. But, okay, can I just finish my symbolism?
She finished.
But then we cut to him saying chicken's okay for dinner to Ro on the phone. Like, he's two-timing her right there, so he's also two-faced.
Yeah, but don't you want to know how she's preparing the chicken?
Stop.
We're so naughty. I love
ew.
It was so naughty.
She sucks. Okay. We hear a woman saying they think – we hear the woman, the speaker, saying they think we're just Mama Leones. But in a time of crisis, all of the women – I don't want to say find their place, but it is their role in their society right now and their culture. The women just cook and bring over food. When Karen passes away, they're like, when do you go? They find their place to offer that comfort to everybody and they become. Are you done? Is this a good symbol or are you just fucking with me? No,
No, I think that's a great symbol. I do. Okay. I'm sorry.
I have a comment about this, though. They're all sitting there, and they're all talking about when they're going to bring this food over. Aide is just sitting there. She doesn't offer to bring anything over?
I don't think Aide cooks.
Go to the bakery and bring stuff over. Go to the Italian bakery.
Well, Ginny Sack doesn't offer to bring anything. She just played canasta with her. I think that's her contribution.
No, like, no. I played canasta with her. Ginny's absolutely bringing something. Stop that. Ginny's 100% bringing something over. Also, the Frankie Valli song at the end is literally about a man saying he can't be with a woman because of his background. That's what that song is about.
Oh, Dawn, go away.
Which is Marlena, then Dawn, go away. I think, or like literally two top songs for me.
You're the only human in the world that says Marlena.
I love that song. I've always
Marlena's not even a greatest hit.
I love that song.
I do too, but that's a hot take. That's their best song.
Marlena. It's so good. Wait, but that's not the song that plays at the end. Don't go away. But that's what it's about.
Yes. Also meta, by the way, because Frankie Valli in season 5 will become a cast member, not as Frankie Valli.
But he's referred to as... So in their world, who is Frankie Valli?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Because they're friends with Frankie Valli, but no one, when they see Rusty, is going to go, hey, Rusty, you look a lot like our buddy,
Frankie Valli.
So I talked about all mine, but one.
Okay.
Janice knocks Ralphie down the stairs, which is, I mean, by now has become where all insults and kind of heartbreaks end. You know, it starts with Livia laughing when her husband fell down the stairs. Tony has fallen down the stairs. Even Livia, when she would take the seat. Oh, another. And she insulted Janice on it. Like, it just seems like that particular set of steps is a place where really mean, heartbreaking things happen. Because here's the weird thing, and I'm going to stand up for my boy, Ralphie here.
Oh, he's your boy?
I think. Well, no, he's Janice's boy.
Ew.
I think he really likes Janice.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, he's really
excited that he can be with her.
Right. Like, it's genuine. Like, he wants to be there. And he's genuinely shocked when he's knocked down the stairs.
Yes.
When he goes into violent.
But not that he's ever going to do anything. Rightfully so. I have expected her to come around the corner with a gun in her hand. Like, it comes out of nowhere when she just starts screaming at him. For him, at least. Yeah. Yep. Like, it crazy.
And one other minor little thing, it's worth noting that is, so she runs then into the bedroom and there's a sign for, I don't know if it's a band or something, but Out of Eden, because she just left paradise. They were in paradise.
I got it. Thank you. You unpacked that.
Well, I don't know if our listeners understand biblical allusions. I just wanted to bring
everyone knows what Eden is. No.
You know, that was paradise.
Do that one more time, I swear to God.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for a really good time to do it. Like when okay. you're on a roll and you're a really good moment.
Okay.
I'm just going to.
Thanks for that.
All right.
Okay. What does the title mean?
Let's talk about this for a long time.
Yeah, like a really long time. Christopher.
I mean, obviously, it's about Christopher Columbus. And it's meta. And I do, in a way, think it was supposed to be a head fake. Like, I do think.
It's 100%. Everyone thought it was going to be about Christopher Moltisanti, and it's not.
But that's. I don't know if that's a smart move.
Well, it's just because it didn't land well.
Well, because here's the thing. Maybe this episode wouldn't be as hated. Because did I mention it's the lowest rated episode?
I think you may have mentioned that.
If people didn't go in. And I'm telling you, it took me about 7 or 8 watches of the series before I finally remembered. Every time I'm going through, I go, ooh, next episode's Christopher. It's going to be about Christopher. And then I'd go, oh, fuck, it's about Columbus. Just if they had named it Columbus, I'd maybe go, all right, it's about Columbus. I get it.
They didn't.
They didn't. They fucked it up.
Our most valuable Goomba.
Silvio. There's
Janice.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
I'd sooner give it to Bobby Bacala before I gave it to Janice.
I'll get to him. He broke my heart into 50 million different pieces this episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because really you thought his crying was real?
No, that is so sad, Joseph. The whole thing is so sad. Janice was most valuable Goomba because she came to a realization that Ralphie's bad for her and pushed him down the stairs. And now she's realizing that she really likes Bobby. And I think Janice.
But Sylvia was the whole episode.
And what did he do to further the plot?
Nothing.
He did nothing ever.
When are we both going to agree what this category means?
I don't know. I just feel like it's whatever I feel like.
So you're saying she pushes the plot of the season, but Sylvia pushed the plot of the episode.
Okay, that's a good argument. That's just a solid argument to make him most valuable Goomba.
Which? Is it?
It doesn't. It's whatever we think it is. And you're just mad that I'm correct.
Okay.
It wasn't Imperioli. I'll tell you that much.
No.
Oh, Michael. I love you.
Look, you were the most valuable Goomba. Nah. No.
No, I wasn't even there. I wasn't even a runner up. If we pulled the shit or something that made us go, oh my God, that's us.
Daddy loves Trufoli.
Yeah, I do too. I need to pick a bone with you.
You want to pick it?
You, over this week, when we were watching this, randomly texted our family chat and said, Dad, you love Trufoli, right? That's that stuff you love? And he went, yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm hosting Easter. And I'm like, oh, he must be going to the bakery and getting Daddy Trufoli for Easter. That's so nice. And then I sat down and watched this episode and went, shit, Daddy definitely thinks there's going to be Trufoli at Easter. So now I got to go another trip because I'm hosting. I got to go to the Italian bakery. I got to get him Trufoli. Like, you should bring him Trufoli because he definitely thinks it's coming now.
Where can I get it?
Any bakery.
Any bakery has Trufoli.
Okay, name a bakery that's not Italian in New Jersey.
I don't know. I don't eat it. I don't know. And I don't really like anything Italian pastry.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Think of one Italian pastry I like.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to take care of it, but just know that I need to go get it now because of you. And he'll be so happy.
I'm not going
to
eat it.
You don't have to eat it. We don't have such a passion for Christopher Columbus in our household. Would you agree?
I didn't grow up. I didn't know he was Italian until I was older. Is that bad?
What did you just say?
I don't think I knew he was Italian until I was older. Like, till I actually learned about him in a history class.
Really?
I don't think growing up I knew that he was... Well,
you took it one step further. I think I, like, knew Christopher Columbus was an Italian hero, but we were not passionate about him in our house. Like, that wasn't really a thing.
Well,
he sailed for Spain, which I always thought was weird.
Right.
No one wants to mention that.
He sailed for Spain. Listen, nowhere in the poem... In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean
does it
blue.
Say,
does it
he's
say
he's a moosh a moosh?
Like, he's a moosh a moosh, you know, Goomba. There's nowhere does it say
he's America's Goomba. Most valuable Goomba.
And like not to sound, but his name doesn't sound Italian.
No.
You know, like James Caan. Not Italian. Jewish. Doesn't end in a vowel.
Doesn't sound Italian.
Though ironically, Brando, not Italian, does end in a vowel. So it's all fucked up.
Timeline got fucked up.
The timeline got fucked up. No. Christopher Columbus. No. I name is three boats.
Nina Pinta Santa Maria.
I bet high schoolers today don't know that.
Does Adam?
I don't know.
I bet you learned about it around Columbus Day. No? Or do they not even?
I don't
do
think
Columbus
you're Day? You're not allowed to refer to Columbus Day anymore.
Oh, okay. Then he might not know the three boats.
Yeah. No. Okay, open casket, full body. Karen's casket is full body.
Yeah, that
Have
was
you
weird.
Ever seen that?
No, and especially like not to be morbid, but in her accident, like
right.
Why that one full body?
And I'm thinking maybe the actress said, hey, listen, I feel creeped out. I don't want to be full body. I don't
in,
like it.
In a coffin?
Maybe. But it then do something with the camera because it was noticeable. I've never seen that.
No, I've never, ever seen that either.
I don't even Google imaged it to like see like and anybody I found, like strangers, I was like, they're all half.
I'm sorry. We need to unpack this. You Google imaged people in coffins?
Yeah. What?
The FBI is going to come to your house. And you're going to throw up on. That's just a weird internet search.
Should I have incognitoed it?
Yeah, honestly.
Do you what's your thought on the open casket?
I think it's good. I think it's closure.
I do too.
But I think
agree.
That's a weird Italian Catholic thing in us. Like, I don't think a lot of people agree with that, which is totally valid and fine. But I think it's just like I learned that is how you say goodbye.
I have been to closed caskets as I got older, especially, and I really don't like it because I don't know why.
There's
my
no
imagination
closure.
Is worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really don't like the urn. I didn't come here to see a pot. I came here to see a body and pray. Don't burn them later. I have no problem with cremation, but do it later. Let me see the body.
Okay.
Do you touch the body? Do you tap the arm like mommy does?
Yeah,
I do too. I get that from our mother. It's my turn to bring dinner was a great line that Janice says, because that is real. Like the whole, it's your turn to like support the family. You mentioned it before about
the Mama Leone's got to go over there and do it.
Like, I feel like when we lost people, that was a thing. Like, whose turn was it?
Completely. Because then you have to plan the food so not everyone brings it at the same time. So they have meals every night. It's absolutely a thing. Cannolis, Joseph?
Well, fortunately, we'll never talk about Christopher Columbus again on the show. So the A plot.
That's over.
No,
I don't think we even cover Mussolini or Hitler either.
No. No.
I think there are.
We've laid it down. He was Hitler's bitch. It's over.
I don't. I am flabbergasted by that line.
But in all seriousness, the next episode is called The Wait. And it is very much about Johnny's reaction to the joke.
Is the song The Wait in the episode?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I feel like that's a loss.
You pay a lot more attention to the music than I do.
Okay.
So. I only noticed this on this watch, but Karen, one of the last things she says is she's getting her crown today. And I think that was very much like a little like Bobby's going to see her as the queen that she is once. Because when she's alive, he says, your mother's a big, you know what, pain in the you know what. And then I listen, Janice, the whole Janice being drawn to Bobby is not over. That's going to be. That's a thing.
Listen, him crying this whole thing of her dying, I think it's so sad.
If it was a better actor, yeah.
I don't think he's bad, and I think he's fine.
Oh, God.
But wouldn't you cry like that, too?
Yes, but I mean, I think I would act better.
Oh
no,
my
that's
God.
Not, no, that's not what I mean.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's just, I don't buy him
Oh, I think it's so sad. I totally bought
him. I didn't
him.
Like it when his dad died and he was crying. Oh God, he's a bad crier.
Okay. Sure. We have a closed cannoli of Syl going against Tony. I also find it really weird he goes against Tony in front of the guys this episode. But then I do love that he, after they leave, he tells Tony, we need your leadership on this, though. And they have a real moment. I think that's really nice because it is like a thing he needs to step in and try to do because they're all fighting about it and stuff.
And Tony does it. Right.
And then, he listens to him. And then the nerves that Tony has on his face when Syl says, Ralphie and me are working on it together. And you can see a split second, James Gandolfini's like, oh, shit. Ralphie is like, Syl's like, no, Ralphie's not a moron. He's got it. This is going to be fine.
By the way, speaking of which, and I mean, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to grad students. But he was fucking his grad student, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The guy, the professor, the Native American professor that Ralphie confronts. That grad student, his assistant, his TA, whatever.
Who says that it's a grad student?
Silvio does when he's grasping for straws at the end. He says, listen, we think Red Clay is fucking a grad student. And that's when Tony says, stop. Like, we're not going to get into that.
That's not his grad student, though. It was his, like, publicist or something. That wasn't his grad student with him.
No. She says she introduces herself to Ralphie as his TA.
Okay. I don't think that that's a thing. I didn't get that vibe from them. I have to say that that is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my whole life.
She is a beautiful woman. Yes.
No,
I agree with you.
She's striking. Like, you're like, holy crap, who is that? Why is she not famous? Who's
you don't
that?
Think the way that she's touching him implies that they're.
I guess I didn't really pay attention.
Oh,
I'd have to rewatch
him
quite a bit. I'd have to rewatch it. I didn't get that vibe. I was honestly just staring at her.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's stunning. But,
yes, beautiful woman.
Anything else?
Dan Castleman, who is the name of the prosecutor. His real name is Dan Castleman, and he is a prosecutor.
I love that.
Yes, and he was their consultant on the show for any legal issues.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I think by the end, he was like an executive producer, but yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love when they do that. Yeah. In general, it was weird to hear a direct quote, like Bobby is reading from the newspaper, and they call it the Indian Affairs. And not Native American Affairs. Like that was in print in 2002.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know if that's actually from the paper.
Okay, but it wasn't. Bobby was reading from a newspaper, so I don't think the Sopranos would have said, no, make the newspaper say Indian Affairs when it didn't. I think it was just a term that was still used at the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get what you're saying.
I just found, it would like sounded dated because that's like, oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Here's a little meta for you. So Zelman says that he'll still march in the parade or support the parade, whatever. Yeah. But in real life, a politician by the name of Mike Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York City.
Ever heard
of
him?
He did not march in the Columbus Day Parade that year because Lorraine Bracco and Dominic Chianese wanted to walk in the parade, and the Columbus Citizens Foundation boycotted them or banned them. They banned them from walking because they felt they were a part of the Sopranos, which was insulting to Italians. And Mike Bloomberg said, well, then I'm not walking in your parade. And he took Lorraine Bracco and Dominic Chianese to lunch instead.
Okay, I love this story so much. But this is like a little bit of this example in real life where everyone's a little bit right and a little bit wrong. Because you're really going to, guys, the Italian people, what did you say? The Italian, what is the group?
It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
They're gonna say that the Sopranos make Italians look bad and not Columbus?
I guess.
Like, I just feel like, let's forgive everybody if we're going to do that. We're going to have the free.
Like, but you're right. And isn't this episode also kind of this, like, isn't this Chase's return to the first season episode where it was all about, we even had that stupid moment with Richard.
I was just about to
fucking scene out.
I was about to say that we're even brought back to two of them and it feels really random, but I do. I think it's a callback to remind us to say, this is a genre. This is not against Italians. And like, they're kind of like, no, it's really against Italian. Like, I think it's a commentary and it's not just Italians. It's like, we all do this. That's what I'm saying is the theme. It's like, everyone's a little bit right, everyone's a little bit wrong.
I didn't need that scene. But I think it served
that purpose to remind us that it's not just the mob who is super pissed about Columbus. It's like, so we're normal Italian people. Normal. You know what I mean by normal people, not crime people.
Yeah. Civilians.
Civilians. Excuse me. Sorry.
Civilians. I know we've talked about Imperioli in this episode already, but can we just point out that his acting is incredible, even for the five words he says?
Yes.
It's just good.
He's so unbelievably talented.
Oh, and his birthday is today. Today, the day we're recording. Oh, we are recording on March 26th.
Happy birthday, Michael Imperioli.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the song Waiting for Tonight? That song. Do you know what song I'm talking about? You're just staring blankly.
I do. I was more staring blankly at your singing.
But. Yeah, well, I'm as good as Jamie Lynn. So playing, like, it's playing at the gym, and it just... I always, if that song ever comes on, I make the joke, when you're a little girl, this is going to be hard for me to explain, but someone out there is going to be like, holy crap, that's exactly what I did when I was 8. You went to dance class and you put your arms out into a T and you warmed up to this song, right? And your head went up and then it went down and then it went to the side and then it went to the side and then you did your upper body in a circle and that's how you warmed up your body to specifically that song.
I feel like when you were 8. Two people that are excited about that are Jack DeVella and Jessica Berger, who are both listening very excitedly and screaming, but no one else is gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Shout out to those three wonderful
people. At least three. Yeah. There's more out there.
Did I ever tell you our friend of the show, Jessica Berger Vitalo, I will get texts from her randomly.
She's yelling at me.
Yelling at both of us. But she always listens about a week after our show gets published, and I've forgotten that the show was published.
And you're like, what are you yelling at me?
What the fuck are you talking about? And it'll be about the most random thing. She loves the part we talk about us. And she'll be like, no, I was there when you, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking like, about?
Right. She isn't like, hey, I listened to the episode and I have a bone to pick. She just starts screaming. Yeah.
Listen, texting I get them and too. Driving. Pulling over, whatever. She texts me as she's listening, and as if
it's live,
right?
Yeah, she's now listening to this, and you'll get a text about a week after this.
Yes,
screaming about it. Hi, Jess. I love it though. I love all of her comments. The Kodak pictures of Furio's new house.
You mean the Polaroids?
No, it's a Kodak. It's not Polaroids. It's like he got them. Oh my God, what is the word?
When developed.
Developed. I forgot that was a thing. He got them developed at like a CVS or a Walgreens.
Is that what Kodak? I thought Kodak was a company.
Yeah, but it's like, it's Polaroids are when you like it prints out of the camera and you shake it.
Right.
No, it's not those. It's developed.
No, I know. I know I'm wrong. But when you said Kodak, I was like, I don't know.
It's in like the orange envelope. And you half expect him. She goes, oh, you got pictures? He goes, yeah, I got pictures of the house. And he reaches in his back pocket and you like think a phone. And nope, he sound back pictures. And it's like, yeah, that's what you would have done. Bring some new pictures of your house around to show everybody.
And you only had 27 per roll.
I thought it was 24. Those pictures were.
Was it 24?
I think it was 24.
Okay.
And you didn't know what they look like.
Or you had to take out that film, put it somewhere safe, and then reload the camera.
Unless it was
a disposable.
Disposable?
Yeah. We're old that we just, that
we're
even having this
conversation. I don't think we're that old. I think plenty of people know what those are.
I feel old.
Well, you're older than me. Go ahead.
Junior's trial starts today. Isn't that important? Is this not a hot point? First Sopranos trial in whatever how many years, we don't care.
I mean, Tony yells at them for getting into the fight over it.
Bobby doesn't go. Tony doesn't go. Okay.
I do think that Junior should have been at that wake somehow, though. For Karen.
Well, that's a little bit of a... Well, I guess because of the trial, I can accept it. But there is later an episode where he does get out to go to a funeral. So it's a little bit of an inconsistency.
He gets to Livia's.
Oh, that's right. You're
and
right.
And Jackie's.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No,
so
you're right.
Why, you'd think he'd go to Karen's. Maybe it's because it was his trial was literally the same
literally.
Day, and that's why Bobby wasn't at his trial either. Like, maybe it was both.
Sure.
Okay.
By the way, in all seriousness, and I think it would have made the episode a little bit better, but Paulie was supposed to be the lead of this episode. It's not Sylvia.
But it makes sense. This is a Paulie problem. I feel like Syl wouldn't think this was a big deal.
And I think, like, some of the jokes would have been funny if Paulie.
I know.
Was.
Would you have liked this episode better if it made more sense and it was
maybe.
Paulie? Because it was just like Paulie being Paulie.
Maybe. It just doesn't feel like Sylvia would have been the voice of reason. He would have been the one. He would have. You
right.
Put Paulie in the lead. You don't need Tony in this episode because Sylvia would have been the one saying,
I'm totally
stop.
With you. I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. This didn't age well. When the woman as the speaker started listing like good things and bad things of like Italians, and she goes, John Gotti, we're not John Gotti, we say Rudolph Giuliani, and it's like, ooh, that shouldn't age well. He's not on my list of like, I'm super passing Italian because of Rudolph Giuliani. At the time, though, it made
at
perfect
the time,
sense.
At the
Mayor
time.
Of America.
Welcome, Pai Omai.
Yeah.
Welcome, Pai Omai.
He's so cute.
He's coming back.
She's so cute. She, right?
She? I don't know. I think all horses are guys. Isn't that true? There are female horses?
No. Get Steph on here.
What was Khartoum in Godfather? No, that was a guy, because I'm going to leave him out to stud.
Okay, that makes me so sad, that part.
That's a real horse head.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry?
Wait, hold on. You don't know the story of what they did? They had a prop.
Am I going to hate you for telling
me
this?
Oh, yeah. They had a prop, and the actor who played Jack Waltz even said, that doesn't look real. That's awful. And Coppola said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So they put the guy in the bed. Then they switch and they put a real horse head in and covered him in the blood of the horse. And that scream when he lifts the horse head is genuine. He's genuinely screaming because he realizes
they killed a horse or they took the head of a dead horse.
They went to a pet store, a pet food factory.
Oh my God, I really, really hate you for telling me this.
Yeah, and they just got the head.
I'm mortified.
Wait, I'm sorry.
That's so sad. I can never watch The Godfather ever again.
I'm watching it right now with my film students. And,
are you? Are they loving it?
Yeah.
What?
Little mix.
Wait, you didn't want me to come speak again? What the heck?
It's spring break. We don't really have time. Maybe for two. Maybe I'll bring you back for two.
That's what I did last time.
We're doing two after spring break. I got to give them a week to like digest.
What do you mean it's mixed? That some people like it and some people don't? What?
A little bit. It's 52 years old. And these kids are used to, you know, TikTok.
Okay. You say these arguments, but it's as if like it wasn't like The Godfather was a movie that came out when we were kids. Like it was old when I watched it too.
I understand. They appreciate it, but I can tell some of them are getting a little eh. But they also the final hour, which is where we're starting tomorrow, is the
hour.
Like they haven't seen Sonny yet. They just watched Sonny kick Carlo's ass, and I could tell their blood was flowing. They're like, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
You know what I watched the other night? My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, my favorite movie of all time.
I argue Joe Pesci's only known movie where he's the star. Remember I texted our cousin
and you were
group?
Wrong. We like all named a bunch of other
no,
ones.
You named a bunch of them and all of us went, we've never heard of any of these movies. Do not make this sound like you. I was wrong. You, no one knew what you were talking about.
Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag is,
what is
a
that?
Cult I've classic.
Yeah, exactly. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Doug Smith, Native American. That's
what
it.
A jerk.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When a woman says to you that her youth and her looks are gone, do you agree with her?
No, and he says that's because you're not taking care of yourself.
Are you serious, Ralph? Like, what? Also, he has every right to break up with her. But when he says it doesn't have to be like this, and she's like, how did you think it was going to be? She's right. Like, he can break up with her, but he also can't leave feeling okay. Like, what?
Do you have anything else?
I have so many more things. Are you okay. Not see my notes? Remember when it was fine just to answer someone else's phone in the house?
I don't think it's fine. Was it?
To answer the phone and say the Bacalieri, what is it? She didn't say Bacala. Bacalieri residence? Yeah, I think that's completely fine. You'd answer the phone and say, hi. Like,
well, what? Okay, so your cell phone's sitting on a table.
You
run upstairs.
You wouldn't answer it. Like, it's like everyone has their own phone now. It's like your own. Maybe if your phone's on the table and I see mom, I'll pick it up because that's my jurisdiction. But like, I'm not going to just like, but I'm not going to like answer it if it's not your like wife, kids, or our parents.
All right. That's fair. Okay.
Karen saying Junior looks like Pablo Picasso is hysterical.
He does.
He looks just like him. That's hysterical. I hope Michael Imperioli wrote that too. And he was dying to tell Dominic he looks just like Pablo Picasso and this was his way. I hope that so much. Why when Doug says he was in New York, why did Artie say, oh, not again?
I have no idea.
Cool. Syl did not know that James Caan is not Italian.
I think a lot of people don't know that James Caan.
He, in that moment, when Tony says, it's like when James Caan is not Italian, you could tell on Syl's face, he went, are you fucking serious? But he just stayed silent because he's like, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. Wow, that tracks. And then was heartbroken. And then he kept going with the conversation.
James Caan not being Italian, but going back, I said before, Brando not being Italian, I think a lot of people don't
know. What is he? Do we know?
So I looked it up. I'm not going to lie and say I knew. Marlon Brando, according to Wikipedia, Marlon Brando's ancestry was mostly German, Dutch, English, and Irish. He's not even a little Italian. His name just ends in a vowel. That's so people just assumed. And he played the Godfather, which I think he won some awards.
Which I think. We're a lot of those things, too.
Sure, but we're also Italian. So
we're half, yeah.
Sure.
Halfsies.
I tell people I'm Italian. This was a lot of fun. I can promise you that every episode from now on is better.
Bar is low.
It's only up. It's, from here.
Wait, but did you think our episode was good? I think our episode just now was better than this.
I agree.
All right. Thanks to our listeners for analyzing Christopher with us. That's all from us for now. We'll talk to you soon when we discuss the next episode, season 4, episode 4, The Wait. This has been The Sibling Sit Down. I hate you. I hate you. Stop. Hey, thanks for listening to The Sibling Sit Down. Please like or follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or from whichever platform you're listening. Leave a review on Apple and share the show with fellow Sopranos fans to show your allegiance to the family.